Christian Audio presents The Way of Hope, a fresh perspective on sexual identity, same-sex marriage, and the church. Written and read by Melissa Fisher. Introduction. The Road Not Taken by Robert Frost. Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both, and be one traveler long I stood, and looked down one as far as I could, to where it bent in the undergrowth. Then took the other, as just as fair, and having perhaps the better claim, because it was grassy and wanted wear, though as for the passing there, had worn them really about the same. And both that morning equally lay, in leaves no step had trodden black. Oh, I kept the first for another day. Yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh, somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. Have you ever struggled knowing which way to go? Been in one of those moments when you could go right or left and didn't know which way to choose? Stood staring at that fork in the road, wishing it was a knife or a spoon. Felt split in two by a split in the trail? Which trail did you choose? Did you peer as far as the eye could see down both roads? Did you flip a coin, letting Lady Luck have her way? Or did you passively step aside and let someone else choose for you? What was the outcome? As a former backpacking guide in Colorado, I have journeyed many a trail. Through the beautiful Rocky Mountains, I have hiked day and night in pursuit of the next summit, that next breathtaking view. Many different trails or routes can take you up a mountain, and there are many different ways to hike or climb back down. As any hiker will tell you, the joy comes in the journey and in the beauty upon reaching your destination. But life on the trail can be hard. The weather can change unexpectedly. The air becomes thin. Sudden complications arise. And sometimes the beauty is difficult to see as each step brings pain. The trail you thought would bring joy brings that pain. It's difficult to trudge on. You might wonder, what if? What if I'd hiked faster? What if I'd drunk less? What if I'd packed that extra protein bar? What if I'd chosen someone else to travel with? What if I'd taken a different path or chosen a different trail? We travel down countless trails in life. You've hiked yours, and I've traveled mine. All in pursuit of that moment we're willing to bleed for, hoping it will be the moment when you finally feel alive. We hike and hike to reach that summit of security that promises freedom from the haunting insecurities, only to see it for the false summit it is. Have you heard of a false summit? Wikipedia defines it as a peak that appears to be the pinnacle of the mountain, but upon reaching it, it turns out the summit is higher. False peaks can have significant effects on a climber's psychological state by inducing feelings of dashed hopes or even failure. It looks like the top, but its deception takes you emotionally lower than you were before. To put it bluntly, false summits, when hiking a long journey, suck. You strain and bear the pain and finally reach the spot you've been working to obtain all day, all year, or all of your life, only to be deflated by the higher peak, staring down at you, taunting, laughing. The false summit leaves you broken, depressed, and struggling against the badge of failure you now wear. My life has been full of false summits, hard trails, wrong turns. Has your life been filled with these too? Trails that failed to bring you the joy you thought they would? Glance back for a second. Why did you choose those trails? Did someone encourage you to go that way? Did the first steps seem to glimmer with excitement as they beckoned you their way or to offer some pot of gold at the end of the rainbow? As a chord of Aerosmith's hit, walk
Sample complete. Ready to continue?